The astronauts aboard the shuttle Columbia have begun what must be the most expensive piece of bodywork in history. Today, walking in space, they hung a new solar wing on the Hubble Space Telescope. A second bright blue wing is to be attached tomorrow. The old wings were damaged, and the new ones are intended to boost the telescope's electrical output. This house call is being carried out 350 miles above the Earth, and according to astronomers, it is well worth it, considering the contribution that the Hubble Space Telescope has made to science. Bruce Margan is Associate Director for Science at the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore, Maryland. Dr. Margan, to what degree has the Hubble changed scientists' view of space?
I think it's not an exaggeration to say that Hubble has been the most productive astronomical instrument ever made. It's a general-purpose telescope that one can point at anything in the sky, planets, stars, galaxies, gas clouds, and so on. And so it's actually made contributions to all of those fields, planets inside our solar system, our galaxy of stars, and the large-scale structure and history of the entire universe. And in each of those fields, it's provided considerable surprises.
What are a couple of examples of rewriting that that somebody might encounter today in school that they wouldn't have encountered pre-Hubble?
Well, pre-Hubble, for example, it was thought that there were a very tiny number of exotic objects known as black holes in the universe. This is the result of the ultimate collapse of a star that can't support itself, and it has very exotic properties due to Einstein's theory of general relativity, light can't escape, and so on. What Hubble has shown is that not only do black holes exist, and that was pretty much known before the launch, but in fact, they are not rare and exotic things, but rather commonplace. And in fact, it turns out that probably every galaxy of stars in our universe, with the exception of just a few, hosts a gigantic central black hole.
And we can understand that, you say, because we have a better vantage point through Hubble.
Yes, Hubble has been able to probe right into the very, very center of galaxies to see the swirling motions of stars around these central black holes. If you try to do this from the ground, the center of galaxies just looks like a huge fuzzy blob that can't be resolved into a fine point. So it requires Hubble's precise acuity to be able to make these measurements and infer the presence of these black holes.
Well, what do you think would be the first fact of astronomy that a youngster might encounter in school that is different precisely because of Hubble?
Well, I guess I've mentioned one already.
That's the black holes.
Black holes are not sort of as rare and esoteric as we thought. Another example that's really quite astounding is that for 75 years we have understood that the universe is expanding. It started in a giant explosion, which we call the Big Bang, and the result is that we now see galaxies all hurtling away from each other. We all assume that there are only two possibilities for the future of this expansion. Either it would just sort of keep coasting along forever, or it would gradually slow down and the expansion would come to a halt due to the mutual gravitational attraction of all the atoms in the universe. And that seemed to be the only two possible endpoints. In fact, Hubble has shown us that that's not what's happening, but rather the expansion of the universe is getting faster. The universe is accelerating since the Big Bang, and that is a totally unexpected result, which even 5 or 6 years ago, everyone would have laughed at.
Well, Dr. Margan, thank you very much for talking with
sure.
us today. Bruce Margan of the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore, Maryland.